I've got to take another phone call.
Have to hold your microphone up. You're not even holding your microphone.
I've got to take a phone call in a bit about my other podcast.
Fuck off with your other fucking podcast. Welcome to another episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? We had a bad start. We don't
Sorry
usually
about that.
Edit, but we had to because Sunil covered his bit. So we just had to have a little break. We are recording this for the first time ever. Am I meant to look down the camera?
Just look at like you normally look. You don't just ignore the
I feel
camera.
Like I'm
don't look down the lens.
Did you say you're recording this for the first time ever? It's not a podcast.
Yeah. No, we are recording as a podcast, but we're also filming it. It's very unnatural, and it's not what we usually do. Are you going to spit again?
No, I'm just putting my tissue
away.
Okay,
great. Oh, my God. So welcome.
Thanks. Welcome.
Not you, Sean. I looked at you back. Yeah. Welcome, Sean, to the podcast. You've been a guest before.
Is that your introduction?
You're a guest again. That is the introduction. I'm very thrown by Sunil spitting all over the table.
Do you want to not usually they say like your full name?
Oh, sorry. Sean McLaughlin.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
It's good to be back. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Your thing is a bit like, is it meant to be like, it's a bit not even. I don't know if that's fine.
What, my muff? Is that?
I don't know.
Is it fine?
Just fix it. You've been on the podcast before when you were sad when you went to a railway museum.
Yeah, I wasn't sad. That was not.
You cried because you.
Yeah, well, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
The podcast.
But you didn't actually cry either, did you?
That was
felt
welled
emotional.
Up. I was welled up.
No, he welled up.
By the trains.
I was just. I was very moved.
He was moved.
Eyes.
He was moved.
I was very moved. Right, yeah.
Not to tears though.
No.
You held them in against your will.
Well, I mean, I don't think I would have been thrown out if I'd cried
for the sake of your wife.
For the sake of my wife, yeah.
We shouldn't see you crying.
No, not in those circumstances.
Do you take your wife to a lot of railway museums?
No.
I'd like to go to a railway museum.
I would
like...
not, actually. I have no interest.
Okay.
How many railway museums are there?
Oh, a fair few. There's a lot of old steam railways that they start up again for tourists to travel on.
Do you know what? It's funny. You were talking yesterday about my wife. You're talking today about my wife. Actually, about 2 minutes ago.
What is happening?
Yesterday, my wife said to me...
Say my wife like that. I know you're just trying not to do the Borat impression.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my wife said, oh, we should go on a steam engine.
Yeah.
So actually, maybe it's going to be more train-based crying in the future.
But you can have a nice dinner on them. They're very nice inside. Like really old ones.
I get trained all the time. Why would I want to go on one that's worse than the one that I usually
get? Because it's really scenic. It's nicer than
Every
the one
train
you
is
usually
scenic.
Get.
You just look out a window. That is what a train is.
Wow.
It's going places.
Very cynical.
Sorry, I've got cynical with my old age, and I feel sick on trains.
How old are you now?
32.
Playing age? All right.
32?
Yeah,
32.
Very good.
Yeah. You're 32 soon.
Yep. A
couple of weeks.
A few weeks, yeah.
Anyway, welcome. What have we all been up to?
Loads of stuff. Been doing loads of stuff. Just been doing the old usual comedy stuff, and because I told you what I'd been up to, and you told me it wasn't interesting enough for the podcast.
Well, because all you ever say is you've had a haircut.
I had a haircut.
You can't
yeah.
just say that you've had a haircut. Like, what
I go
is there to say about that? And if something interesting happens with the haircut, there's nothing we can say.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. Oh, I've done some gigs because everyone does that.
Also boring. Gigs, haircut, boring. Do something out of your comfort zone.
I went to Birmingham.
That's outside of your comfort zone?
For a gig?
Yeah. How was that?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I didn't get paid much for it.
Oh.
I don't know why I accepted it. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Did you make enough to cover your haircut?
No, the haircut's very expensive.
Why do you have very expensive haircuts?
Because it just makes me feel okay about getting a haircut. I'm like, okay, this is the best I can do. I'm not going to do better
than
that.
What, you're scared of them? Like,
if I got a cheap haircut, I'd be like, I could have got a better haircut. But if I just get like a good quality haircut.
Sorry,
that finger.
How much are your haircuts?
Between £8 and £15.
And how much are your haircuts?
30.
30.
2.
32. So many times. Sean, you could get your haircut 4 times.
I've got a weird shaped head though, so I need to splash out on haircuts.
So Sean?
No, Sean's got a perfectly adequately shaped head.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yours is massive.
Yours is massive.
No, we've done this before. Yeah, mine's actually smaller than yours.
Yeah, I know. Mine's just... Yours is weirdly shaped, I think.
Yeah, it's triangular.
It's a bit cone-like. You don't know that.
That's why I've got to get a good haircut to cover
that,
up my cone head.
Yeah. So you're like one of the cone heads?
Yes, I am like one of the cone heads. So yeah, I got a haircut, went to Birmingham. I thought I'd come out of the Birmingham gig like up money wise.
Yeah.
But then
well, you're working, you'd expect
you'd
to
expect
money,
to, wouldn't you? But after the train ticket,
yeah.
Lunch at Pret, or dinner at Pret, and then I was gonna be up, and then I went into a little shop in the station that sold USB cables. And I bought one of them, so I was down. So I lost money on that trip.
Why did you buy a USB cable?
Because it's got USB to USB-C and Lightning and micro USB all in one cable.
I don't know what any of that means.
I think you can get those for cheaper than 15 quid,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah, train stations are the most expensive places to buy those, actually. You should have ordered it online. Yeah.
Well, I think you can probably get them in some
pound
lands.
Or a pound shop for a pound, probably.
Yeah.
But if it's well made, then...
Yeah, it's well made.
Can't put a price on
a well made cable.
So
my news is I bought a cable.
Great.
But I've done loads of... Oh, I've done loads of stuff.
I don't know if you have.
Well,
you're depressed.
No, I did a couple of days of filming and stuff. It was a bit of fun.
Good for you.
What have you done? I think you're depressed.
What were you filming?
I was filming a short with Jordan Brooks.
Oh, you were in it. I thought you meant you were filming things.
No, that's not my job. That's absolutely not my job at all. Birds and that. And then just a bit of fun at the weekend,
yeah,
a bit of filming.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
what have you been doing?
I've been very busy, actually.
You've been to two cinema trips, that's
I've been on a lot of cinema trips, actually.
That's it. That's not as interesting as mine. You just went to the cinema twice.
Very interesting. I'm now a film critic.
I was just about to say, you're not a film critic.
Well, I just said I am a film critic. Right. So
go on then, tell us about your film.
The Downton Abbey movie.
Who do you criticise films for?
Well, I've started to get opinions on films.
That's good.
I haven't yet monetized it, and no one has asked for my opinions, but I have opinions.
I'm asking for your opinion right now.
Okay, thank you.
I won't pay you. View this as an internship.
Okay, thank you.
What do you think of the Downton Abbey film?
I thought it was bad. I thought it was a bad film.
Okay.
I thought it was really bad.
Why?
Nothing happened. They're preparing for the Queen and King to come, and then the Queen and King come, and then it's it over.
Sorry, what do the Queen and King do?
What?
They have no.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, they no, they don't. I don't know if they have sex. You don't see it because it's Downton Abbey. They don't show that. I don't know if they had sex. It's not clear.
Is
they
it part of the plot?
Focused on that. That might have been interesting, actually. But
your
didn't.
Review has been derailed by him.
Absolutely derailed.
Of course,
have
been
you
derailed.
Seen the film?
That
have
is that
seen...
is honestly, you're going to get a way bigger hurdles than that as you enter your career in film criticism. Mark Kermode, that is the least of his problems is someone acting like the characters are all having sex.
Yeah, and this isn't like a review either. You just said nothing happens, then you told us what happened.
Okay,
something did happen.
But nothing
stars,
happened. Nothing happens
stars,
in
review.
Downton Abbey. And I like the show Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go like, oh, loads happened.
Sorry.
What?
You like the show Downton Abbey?
I really got into it, actually, just after a breakup. So I think that might be saying something. Maybe I liked at that point. Comfort,
it's comforting, isn't it?
The comfort
yeah.
of the old. I also think it started genuinely really good and got progressively more crap.
Yeah.
The series.
I just think it's bad. I just like all the rich people are just so tired of
Hang
being
on,
rich.
Do you like the series?
I watched it at the beginning, the same as Shauna did like at the beginning, but then now Maggie Smith is very good. I shouldn't say things are very good if I'm a film critic, should I? Maggie Smith was
why not
surprising.
Okay.
No. You have to use descriptive words. Maggie Smith was tantalising. No.
Did she get involved in this King and Queen?
Yeah.
No, we don't know. Well, that they didn't show that plot. Maybe they filmed it and they cut it. And then all the servants are just like so happy to be servants and they just want to be servants harder.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I did watch I remember watching the I saw a film, I saw The Souvenir and they had a trailer for Downton.
Well.
Now, that's a film where nothing happens.
I love that film.
Well,
I think you didn't get it. Because a lot of people in Wimbledon didn't get it. I
what
found
film?
It very funny.
What, I've never
I was
heard of it.
The whole way through.
Well, I mean, the one thing it isn't is a comedy. So.
It is a comedy, I think.
What, The Souvenir?
I laughed more than I've laughed in any film.
I don't think you're talking about the same film, are you?
Here we are.
Surely we're not.
The Souvenir, the one with Tom Burke. That
Who's Tom Burke?
The guy.
He's laughing at his name.
I've never heard that name. Am I like Tom Burke?
The guy in it.
I've never heard of Superman.
Joanna Hogg, is it? Tilda Swinton?
Oh, yeah, she's in it.
Yeah,
that one.
I saw the same film. It was very funny.
I view it as a very, very bad drama.
I think you didn't get it.
But you view it as a very good comedy. So one of us is wrong.
How many stars?
Three.
Four. Oh.
Four stars.
Out of
five stars.
I would give it a. I mean, I would give it a two or a three. I don't think it was awful.
Never be a film critic.
No, it was getting. Couldn't it's getting fives across the board, and people People are idiots if you think that that's good.
Sorry, you think you know more than a professional film critic?
About the souvenir?
Yeah.
Well, I fucking know it wasn't funny.
If everyone else says it's good and he says it's not, it takes a lot of guts to say that.
Well, I think I had guts because I was laughing so much and nobody else was laughing.
Best comedy of the year.
But I also, what I was going to say,
you were laughing
is,
on your own in the cinema.
Yeah, I was like laughing so much. I was having to like stifle my laughs. But then all these old people, just like everyone was getting cross. Two people next to me walked out. I think because I was laughing too much. Wow. Maybe I didn't get it.
That's a possibility. We'll let the listeners or viewer decide. But I, before it, they had a trailer for the Downton Abbey film. And the trailer is awful. Right.
Absolutely awful. Well, and the film is the same.
And I remember, but I also remember watching it thinking, what Britain doesn't need now is a film about how great the class system is.
That's like, what it is. It's
it
Brexit
feels
porn.
Totally, like, so tone deaf.
Yeah.
But what was good about the class system was that everyone was, like, they didn't want more.
Mm.
So they didn't have that psychological...
More, like, more money and food.
Oh, I think they wanted food.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were starving, were they?
Oh,
but there were definitely way less of a safety net than there was
in Downton. I mean, the people display in Downton are in gainful employment.
Yeah.
But I don't think that represented British life in many ways.
Well, fair play to them.
Is that true what I said?
I don't know. Genuinely don't know.
I don't think Britain was just a series of massive estates with small amounts
no,
of servants.
No.
That's the thing.
I think for the most part it was brutal farming.
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't.
And feudal times.
Yeah. No, it was the Industrial Revolution, wasn't it? It was way after. This is like this century.
Yeah,
last century.
And the Titanic's in it.
Yeah, so it's not. There's no
with
farming
a brilliant
anymore.
Performance, by the way, by Buscemi as the Titanic.
What?
I think
your glasses just got steamed up.
Yeah, because of the tea.
Don't
step on my foot.
Sorry, you had a question to ask, Sean.
If it's about racism, I'm not.
Can I have one of those bags from your wife?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Is that why you asked me to cover it?
Yeah.
What's a bag? We got one. Very nice. We've been using it.
Has it got a zip?
Dirty.
It's a bit dirty.
Why
is it dirty?
I don't know. It was dirty when we got it.
Well, I think you got it because it was used to carry things to this place.
Yes. To bring beer, actually, which is very kind.
Well, very kind, isn't it? We'll have the bag back if you want.
No, I do
if
want
it's too
it.
Dirty.
Thank you. No, it's
I thought
fine,
Bobby uses it.
Bobby got it dirty.
No, but Bobby actually uses it. You can't give it back.
Can't give it back. I think he's taken it to Paris, actually.
I can't
have it back, actually.
We haven't even discussed what you've put in shot here.
Oh, yeah. I thought I should decorate the table a bit. As you can see, we've got... would you say this is a flag?
I'd put it on my ship. Yeah.
On your ship.
Yeah.
If I was at Glastonbury, I'd go down the pyramid stage with that.
What's your ship called?
I haven't got a ship, but
if you had a ship, what would you call it?
Sunil.
Sunil ship. You're meant to call it after a lady.
Are you? Oh yeah, all ships are women, aren't they?
Yeah.
Susan.
Mrs. Sunil. Susan.
Yeah.
Susan.
Susan ship.
No, you don't. Not all ships are just called something and then ship.
That's you just say the word
Susan ship.
Yeah, Susan ship.
I don't think all the names of ships are feminine. I think the idea is the ship itself
is
yeah.
So
like, I think some of them are called like the old
yeah
like the, his, the Hispaniola the is not a woman.
That sounds
HMS
like
Belfast.
A name is that a woman?
HMS Belfast.
Yeah. I'd Her say... Majesty's Secret Belfast. What does it stand for?
It doesn't matter.
Her Majesty's Secret Belfast.
What does it stand for? HMS, that's what it is.
It's not secret, though.
Her Majesty's Service Belfast.
Ship?
It's not catchy. Oh, Her Majesty's Ship Belfast.
Maybe.
It's. I think it is Her Majesty's Service.
Is it?
I think it would be, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So you would have a flag. You'd put this flag on your boat. Where would you go on it?
Surprised at the huge amount of improv that we're having in this episode. But all right, let's go with it. What would I call my boat?
Your boat's called Susan, but you, Mr. Susan, because you don't want to be just because...
No, it is a feminine, it is a Susan.
Why does it have to be, though?
Because all ships are female.
That's sexist. You can have some ships that want to be men, some ships that don't want to choose. Mr. Susan...
What is
ship.
Going on with this social... So much stuff today.
I've just got a lot of thoughts.
Okay, well,
a
ship should be able to self-identify if it was a sentient being, but it's not.
Yes.
Isn't the idea is that traditionally most sailors and pirates were men, And so the idea was that they were married to the sea, married and the sea, it was represented by the boat. Is that why they married to the boat? She's a fine vessel.
It's yeah,
because they're fucking the boat.
I thought you'd name it after a lady that you love. Like that's what you'd. So who?
Well, what
is
if it
go?
What if it sinks?
Well, then you say, "I guess it's over." I guess it's a sign.
Guess I got to leave my wife.
I guess it's a sign that this isn't meant to work.
Maybe
if you trust the sea and you love the sea.
I think what you're not allowed to do is rename the boat once you've named it. That's bad luck,
really?
Isn't it?
Really? What if you buy a boat and it's called like "Fuck You, Everybody"?
You gotta call it the "Fuck You, Everybody."
I don't know if you do.
But otherwise you get bad luck.
It's bad luck.
Don't want bad luck.
You don't want bad luck.
Ship,
I don't think it's as bad luck as having a boat called "Fuck You, Everybody." I think that's worse luck.
Yeah, but no one would call their boat "Fuck You, Everybody" because the resale value would be destroyed.
Yes, yeah, so you buy a cheap
boat. So you're sensible with the naming.
It's called "Fuck You, Everybody."
Yeah, but who would call it?
They were a teenager when they got the boat.
Was it? Is that right?
They were a teenager.
More hypothetical.
They were angry. They were having a bad time, so they called it "Fuck You, Everybody."
Having a bad time, but they bought a boat.
They inherited wood and they built a boat.
You are
40s,
dodging all the bullets on this one, aren't you?
They wanted to resell it.
Yeah.
And then they realized to get a good price. I bought it.
Okay, fine. You now own "Fuck You, Everybody."
"Fuck You, Everybody," the boat.
And that's your flag.
I think they would have changed the name of the boat.
Bad luck.
Before.
No.
What do you mean bad luck? They've built a boat from inherited wood. It's lasted them 25 years. I just think at some point they would have gone, this whole luck thing isn't real, and we're just either going to just change it either to "You, Everybody" or "Uck You, Everybody."
No, you couldn't, because then if it sank, you'd blame yourself. Well, you'd be dead,
but
other people
would say
you
would blame
yourself
because you built it.
Oh, yes.
I don't want anything to do with this.
I didn't buy it. I bought it. I didn't build it. Somebody else bought it, and I trusted them. But how do we know that they can build a boat? Do you have a boat license?
I would say if I was in my 40s and I was looking to purchase a boat and one of the boats on offer was built by a man,
what is
25 years ago,
what is happening?
When I was a teenager, I built this boat. I called it "Fuck You, Everybody," and this is the flag that's above it. I would hope that I had enough options, that wasn't my only boat.
Yeah.
I would hope that that's the only boat I can buy.
And I hope you do have enough options when that time comes, Sean. You don't have to buy that boat.
I would really like to own a boat, I think.
Would you?
Of all the things... You know, like the rich, like wealthy accoutrement.
Yeah.
Wealthy people. None of it means anything because I don't really know what more I would need. But I do think a boat would probably be the one thing I'd go for.
What kind of boat? Like a yacht?
Not
like
a
sailing
yacht, but just
yacht.
No, just like a nice little, like an old fishing
dinghy.
Boat. Like an old...
Like Tony Soprano's boat.
I don't know what that is.
A little fishing boat.
A working fishing boat.
No, maybe so one. Would... Maybe one that was a fishing boat, like the one in Jaws or something.
Like out in the sea or the canal.
The one.
No, out in the sea.
Out in the sea,
like with a motor.
What the fuck, Sean?
What are you going to do on it? Can you? Is there a bed in it or anything, or is it just an open top boat?
Like an open top boat, maybe with a small fridge or sort of kitchen area.
You've got all the money in the world. There. You've got all the money. You're super rich. You don't want a big fridge. You have a small fridge. You don't even have a bed.
I'm viewing it in terms of...
And it stinks of fish.
You don't even want a big fridge in there. Why do you want a big fridge, you lose?
The "Fuck You, Everybody" is alarmed with a worryingly large fridge.
With ice maker on it.
You want loads of drinks.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm...
To entertain on the boat.
I'm talking about one that is viable for someone in my lifestyle, okay?
So as a comedian...
Well, not as a comedian, but like if I was to make a little bit more money than I do now and I kept going for 30 years, I don't think it's that ridiculous that
so
I could own a kind of crap boat.
You wouldn't buy a house?
A boat is cheaper than a house.
An ex-fishing boat.
Yeah. I think
the mooring costs are more than the boat.
I think you're more than capable of owning a shit boat.
Yeah.
I think you can do it.
Well, then let's do it.
I think loads of people own boats.
Okay. All I need to do is befriend a lumberjack and inherit their wood when they die.
Do you need a flag? Because
the boat's not going to be wooden. The boat is not going to be wooden, though, because they don't make wooden.
They're plastic now.
Like fiberglass or whatever, aren't they? Metal.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, especially fishing boats, they need to be pretty...
Maybe metal, I think, a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Metal? You'd think that would sink.
Here we go.
Well, yeah, you would, wouldn't
bit
you?
Bit of physics.
But they're
done.
Metal is heavy.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this going well? What do you ask for when you get your hair cut, by the way?
I think we should go. Stop talking about your haircut. We're going.
All right. I ask for...
Stop talking about your haircut. So do you want to know when I cried? No. Should we just go then?
Yeah.
Have you cried? Do you have anything to say? We're going to tell us about your shitty haircut again.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
Because you are putting me in a bad mood. You arrived here in a bad mood and you told me that my house stunk.
No,
and then
I tried
to fix it and you said, I don't know what it is, it just stinks.
You make it sound much worse than it was.
And then you said, I'm going for a piss. And then you went and pissed. And then... It was rude, to be honest. It was rude.
It wasn't that bad. I came in, I said, what's that smell?
Yeah, which would, like, you
and then you got
that
worried.
Question to make me paranoid.
No, because I thought you were... I don't know. Smell? I thought it was something... I thought you...
You're alerting me to the fact there's a dead body or something. Like, what did you think?
It was
think
a bit of lamb, so we found
get?
It. It's just a bit of lamb.
There's always lamb there. The cat eats lamb, so it always stinks. That's what you're saying. My
and then I needed a piss.
Stinks. Do you think it stinks?
Of lamb, no.
Yeah, because...
What does it stink of? What
no,
is
I've,
the smell?
I've not noticed any smell.
Well,
so
there is
fine.
A smell. There's a carrot cake candle, so that was a lie.
But the window's open.
Oh, it's going straight out the window.
Yeah. There's the sound of the tram.
Yeah, there's the tram.
I'm sorry, we'd like to hear why you cried.
Well, Sean already knows why I cried.
Do I?
Yeah, you were there.
Okay.
So me and Sean got in a slight disagreement, would you say?
Was it a disagreement?
I had a good point that you didn't want to acknowledge. I would say I knew something about something that you love and I told you what I thought and you couldn't hack it and it ended with me crying and nobody speaking to me.
You cried?
Yeah.
I don't think you cried.
I didn't cry. I got very overwhelmed.
Cry. And I also don't think nobody was speaking to you.
I was talking and Bobby said no one was looking at me and I was talking for a good like 30 seconds with nobody looking and they all turned away.
I do apologise. Right, we'll go through the story, but me looking at you, I did say, oh, I'm sorry. It's because there was a big screen with sport on it and I just got drawn to it momentarily.
But I just carried on talking.
So what was it
but
about,
I was
though,
still listening.
Was
but it,
you
what,
weren't
I mean,
listening. And no one was looking at me and Bobby looked round and no one was looking to me and I was just talking.
Yeah, but what was it about?
Okay, so have you ever heard of something called Star Trek?
Yes.
Okay. Star Trek is set in space. Yes, we know that. There's two different types of Star Trek. One of them has a man called...
Already.
No, let's say
already
the... Let's
say... An infuriating.
There's two different types of Star Trek. Go on.
Yes. No, one of them has a man called William Shatner in it.
Yeah.
One of them has a man, bald man, called Patrick Stewart in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I assumed William Shatner was Patrick Stewart's dad or son. Which,
okay,
which
you thought they
sense.
Were related. Yeah.
I thought they were related. Otherwise, how are there? Is there another story set on the same ship? The only thing that's the same is the ship. All the other characters are different. There is no other show that exists like this. There's no EastEnders in Albert Square, but it's a whole different gang.
Yeah, it is.
What?
It's completely different now to what it was 10 years
ago.
No.
That is
no.
That is the point that I wish I made on the night. No. It would have ended a lot because I went in this weird direction with it and I took it the wrong way. That was perfect.
No, because loads of people are still there that were back in the day. There's loads of the same
from
characters.
From the original cast, none of them are there now.
Yeah, but their children are there or their grandchildren. And anyway, Sean told me William Shatner is not Patrick Stewart's dad.
Yeah.
They're not related. They're friends.
Are
they No, because I was making really good points and no one was listening to me. So there is a ship. That's the only thing that it has in common.
So what are the two series? Are they called exactly the same thing? Star Trek: The Next Generation.
I mean, look, I don't. We've got what 7 minutes left until the camera explodes.
Yeah, just make it brief. Just make it quick.
Right. There have been multiple series of Star Trek. There's not two types of Star Trek.
Yeah.
They made loads. In different timelines.
But why is it still Star Trek if nothing is the same?
Because it's set
you
in the world of Star
Trek.
You could
just say anything
is the
same.
It's set in the world.
So the world of Disney.
The world.
It's like the
everything
world of
is
Disney.
Set in the world.
But it's the world of Disney, which is a different world.
No, but there is no Aladdin and Mulan are not the same.
How about the Marvel
and no one
universe
ever thought they
where
were.
They sometimes meet up or most of the time they don't?
I don't know about that. Let's not get distracted.
Well, it is like yeah. that. I mean,
let's
it's...
not focus on that. Let's focus on the issue at
hand. Oh, okay. Sorry.
And
the
also,
issue. Yeah.
A lot of the characters from the original Star Trek are in the other Star Trek.
Like who?
Spock's in both.
Sulu.
Sulu's
you did not
son
say
is in
that
a...
that Spock was in both.
I did say that. I
Spock
did say
is in
that.
Both.
He is. He's in the original one, and then he makes a few appearances in the others.
Like as a guest, just appearing.
Yeah.
Is he in the first episode?
No, but
doesn't make any sense. Then
but
where
McCoy,
are we? What is happening?
McCoy,
it could be anywhere.
McCoy's in the first episode.
So there's one character that's the same and a ship.
No, the ship is also different.
See, there's one character, so it should be called The McCoy Show, because it's actually a spin-off about McCoy.
But why why is this worth arguing about?
Because I feel very strongly about it.
It's not worth arguing about. She started talking. And I remember I switched off because you kept talking. And every time I brought up a thing that disproved what you were saying, beyond the fact that what she's saying is wrong.
It's not
like
wrong.
You found a glitch.
It's not wrong. I found a glitch.
You found a glitch and then started crying because you found the glitch.
No, it isn't that. You can't say it's not wrong. Your initial thesis was that William Shatner is Patrick Stewart's dad or son. I told you outright that's wrong and then said, but they are connected
sense.
In other ways.
But that's why I got lost, because if they're not sons, then how does it make any sense?
Because one of them was a captain of the Enterprise, and then the other one was also a captain of the Enterprise.
It's
and they
Enterprise.
Also meet in one of the films, they meet.
A film, not the TV series.
Honestly, I'm gonna. There better not be rugby on in this room. I'll start watching that again.
Anyway, I was making very
good
points.
Actually, I'd like to hear why they're both called the Enterprise.
Yes,
and they're both called. Are they called the same? Are they the same name? The captains,
Picard and Kirk.
Yeah, they're different captains. It's just the same ship.
But it's not the same ship. It's like they're being in Albert Square, but it's in Japan. And none of the characters are the same,
so
apart from someone called
ship.
McCoy turned
one's
up.
One's the Enterprise, one's
called the Enterprise, and one's called the Enterprise D.
Oh,
so
it's right.
Four versions of the Enterprise along.
Yeah, that's what it is.
A bit like, you know how like when they release a Toyota Yaris, and then they release another Toyota Yaris a few years later.
No, sure,
but
I don't
then why
know
are some
that.
Of the
still
characters...
Toyota Yarises, but they're just different.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
And it's not like it's not like everyone who owns the Toyota Yaris in 3 years has to be related to the one who bought the first one.
Is there a TV series about the Toyota Yaris? No, and I don't think there will be.
No, well, but you get what the analogy that he's
making. No, not at all. Because TV and cars are not the same.
Well, I don't understand what's so hard to figure out about this.
It's so obvious that this should not exist.
What should
because
it
exist? Because it's just
but
a thing.
It's a big hit, though.
But they're wrong. Everyone is wrong and no one knows it.
Okay.
It
I don't
should
know
be
what's
called
wrong.
The McCoy Show. It
Why?
Follows a man called McCoy because he's the only thing left from the original. There's no other show like this.
But it's there just are other things.
It doesn't make sense.
But they're
There's
all
not.
In the original. They talk about all the original people are in it. All the original people are dotted throughout the series, and the world is the same and the villains are the same. It's about the progression of a fantasy world. Do you think the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings shouldn't exist?
He's his grandson. Bilbo Baggins. Yes, he is.
No, I thought you were talking about the Enterprise.
No, we've learned that they're not sons.
No, but there are equivalents of that, in it. Like Spock's uncle was in the new one.
That's such a tenuous link. We're making a TV series about someone's uncle that was in the original
one. But they're
not.
They're making a TV
Doesn't
series
make
about the
any
same
sense.
World.
Yeah, but everything's in the same world. Every show that we watch is so we could watch EastEnders. That's in the same world as Star Another Trek.
But it isn't in the same world. It isn't.
Yeah,
unless
humans.
They explicitly say that. They go, right, now they're in the same world.
Well, are Star Trek and Star Wars in the same world?
No.
They both have stars in them.
Oh,
and they're
my
in
God.
Space. But what is different about it?
They're made up. They're in someone's head. They're not real.
But it's based on humans, so everything is in the same world.
I just can't.
It doesn't make any sense.
I just can't.
You're both not looking at me and I'm getting flashbacks from when we weren't talking about this.
But you brought up an interesting point. What is the nature of reality?
Thank you. Wait. What?
And then we'll just...
Okay.
Cheers.
Anyway, it was upsetting how everybody... didn't listen to me, and I'm actually making very good points.
I think what you're trying to say is that you're confused, not confused, but it's like...
I'm not confused. I'm making actual sense.
All this stuff
everyone
is
else
made
is
up,
confused.
But you're taking it too seriously.
You think that because there's not direct, obvious links between the two, that the second one shouldn't have any... Fans of the first one shouldn't care about the second one. Whereas I
just don't understand how it got made. I don't understand. In no way.
Star Trek is one of the most famous shows ever.
Why don't
they
carry on the story of the characters? William Shatner had to live in his car. Why did they bring in a new guy that's not even his
son?
He
lived in his car.
He lived in his car. He lived in his car. Because he didn't have any money.
You're talking about the actor, not the character.
Wait, what's the name of the character?
Kirk.
He didn't live in his car.
We don't know. We don't follow his story.
There's
no cars in him. Are there cars in Star Trek?
Why are you mixing up the actors with the characters and the show with
mad.
Your real life? I don't understand this.
I am making so much sense and nobody else is making any sense.
You are
blinded because you love Star Trek and you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not blinded because I love Star Trek. I'm blinded because what am I supposed to penetrate this wall with if not facts?
It doesn't make any sense. There's not John Hamm from Mad Men. They're not making a show about John Hamm's uncle that's set in the same office, but the office is in a different place.
No, they haven't
different.
Done a spin-off of Mad Men, but
they
could.
If they did, they'd do it with a character. They wouldn't just do it with John Hamm's uncle.
They might do it in the same
they
might do it in the same office 30 years later.
No.
And call it Mad Men 1980.
Yeah, then it would be the same thing.
That's exactly what they've done with Star Trek.
Is it in a different time then?
Yes. It's like set 100 years after.
Oh my God.
That's why their sons and stuff are in it sometimes.
You just said there weren't any sons in it.
I said they are in there, just not in the first episode. So you thought they were set at the same time.
Yes, and it didn't make any sense.
So you thought it was like a reimagining of it.
Okay, right.
All right.
Okay, well, it's starting to make sense now. Thank you.
You're just unwrapping a foil thing directly into the microphone.
Can I have half that tea, Kate?
Yeah.
Do you want to split that?
Yeah. Should I just bite
You're
off half
really
of it?
You're really upsetting Elliot, actually. That's so noisy. Make it less noisy.
You thought they were set in the same timeline. Of course you were
confused. Well, I'm feeling much better now,
well,
actually.
That's why they met.
I'm not confused. You're confused. Can we just say first? I'm making actually a very valid point. But I've got a bit lost along the way. Should we do you want to hear a sad story?
You're going to read out the sad story?
You've got nice mugs. Can I just say that?
Thank you.
I think you've got really good mugs in this place.
Thank you. Mm. I take that very seriously and I appreciate it. Because it did feel like I was working in a cafe earlier when I made everyone.
You should see my mugs at my house.
What do you mean it felt
just
like
got your face on him?
What do you mean it felt like you worked?
I was having to get everyone teas and milk and have to go and cook tea and coffee. It was just very tiring.
Pop that tea in the oven.
Yeah, very tiring.
Can I just let the people listening to this know that you offered me tea or coffee?
Yes.
And I said, I'll have a coffee, please.
Yes.
And then you took one step, poured coffee that was already made into a cup, gave it to me, went, do you want milk? And
yes.
I went, yes. And you went, oh, it's like I'm a bloody cafe here.
And then you forgot the spoon.
Yes, well, I forgot
And I said
spoons,
I didn't need a spoon.
Yeah, well, how else are you going to get the tea bag out? So.
Well, I've ordered a coffee, so.
Okay. So we've got actually a few different options of stories we can talk about today. So we've got... Right, shall I give you like word clues of what you could pick? So
just tell us your favourite one.
One is no.
Okay.
You pick your favourite.
Okay.
So we've got sad girl, we've got dog buried alive, and we've got Operation Owl.
Owl. Owl, what do you reckon?
You can pick a different one if you want, Sean.
What was the middle one?
Dog buried alive. Which I imagine is a sad story.
I don't think we've got the emotional maturity to deal with that story.
I think that probably is a sad story, actually.
A dog buried alive.
The point is to make Snail feel something.
Oh, and, no, I've seen that one.
What do you mean?
Dog buried alive. I've seen that story.
Where?
Well, it was in India, wasn't it? So the mother was trying to get its puppies out of...
Nope. Not unless India is in Hawaii.
Okay, go on. Let's do that one then. Let's do your Hawaii dead dog thing.
It's quite brutal, actually. I think you can just imagine, really.
Is that the story? It's just,
it's just
dog buried alive.
Everybody, it's quite upsetting, actually.
But just tell us it rather than
really
tell us
burned.
What to.
The dog got really burned.
You haven't even read these.
I have read it.
But you're reading it now.
I didn't realize until it's very dehydrated. There's 90% of the fur is missing. It's covered in sores.
What are you doing?
Just move on to the owl. It's alive. It's alive though.
It's alive now.
It's alive.
Though, and it's got a new scarf.
Okay.
So that's that one. Okay.
Great.
So why everyone needs to support Operation Owl? Where there's a national Operation Owl campaign. The UK Birds of Prey.
you stumbled at the word operation.
sorry.
Okay,
they've
go
been
on.
Targeted for years, shot, poisoned, or trapped.
Really?
Yeah.
Owls.
Owls.
Why?
Wait, hang on. It's not actually about owls. It's very confusing.
Keep going.
It's actually about red kites, which is a different
But it's called Operation
bird.
Owl.
It's called Operation Barrel, but actually... I said bowel. sorry. I just got really worked up. Okay, so it's actually all birds, really. Hens.
Hens.
All birds. Because the thinking is that we all care a lot about rhinos and elephants and we're ignoring the birds in our own garden.
Please come
And
on.
They're not being treated well.
Sorry, can you scroll up a bit? Because
yep.
I said what it was up there.
Yep.
Operation Owl Stop is about raising awareness
of these crimes
against birds.
People are poisoning birds. There's three different types of poison that they're giving the birds, and it's just not kind. And people just, I'm just summarising. Anyway.
It's about letting the public know that the police care about wildlife.
Why do we need to know that the police care?
So you can ring them if there's a problem.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry. If I called the police and said, I think someone has poisoned a hen on my street, I wouldn't want them to come. I'd go like, yeah, that's good, but there's like drug dealers and murderers we need to get.
Yes.
Why did you think this was a sad story?
Because hens are being poisoned. Do you not find that sad?
You didn't even know that before you...
You
haven't even read it. You didn't read it properly again. No, because halfway through you were like, oh, actually, this is about all birds. You didn't know that before, so you haven't read it.
I missed where it said red kite and...
And every other bird.
And peregrine. So we'll move on, shall we?
When are you ever going to read one of these stories before you read them?
Right. Here's the next one.
Language, come on now.
Sad girl, autumn is here.
Yeah.
Hot girl summer is over. It's time to mourn.
I don't know. I'm a bit lost.
Sad girl, fall is the best time to be.
That's a different headline.
Cold,
that's a different headline. You just
and honestly, a little bit miz, which I think is a short word for miserable. It's technically hot girl summer. You've spent the past few months living your best life, wearing Euphoria makeup and challenging your knees with
You're
Megan.
You're a fucking idiot.
Summer.
What is this?
You've done all the beach trips and you've drank all the rooftop bars. You found yourself a summer fling. We've been. But
let's wrap this up. Come on, this is not a sad story.
Sad girl fall. I will make my first case with sad
don't
girl.
Just read it endlessly. You don't even know what's happening.
When I summarise it, you say that I don't know what's happening, so I'm just reading it all completely.
You've not once summarised any of these stories correctly.
Okay, why are we sad again? There's many reasons to choose from.
Here
the world
go.
Is on fire. Huh? Summer is over. I mean, I wouldn't say that they're on a par. Sad, it's getting cold out. Sad, it's cuffing season and you're still single.
What's cuffing season?
It's when you have to cuff up, I think.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is it like, I imagine it like cufflinks, like you need to find your other cufflink.
Your summer fling
has ended. The year is basically over. So it's good that love is, it's time for love for you.
This is written really badly. I feel sorry for you.
More time with your toxic relatives and stress.
Well, that's assuming a lot.
So it's on a positive note. Big coats, big scarves, and festive hats.
This is not a sad story. Why have you done this? This is.
It's got sad girls.
This is an article about how it's nearly winter.
Yeah, it's sad girl fall starter pack. You can get a faux fur coat, a weighted blanket.
I'm not engaging with this.
Have a weighted blanket? They're actually very popular because it feels like someone is hugging you when actually it's just a weight and a blanket. Would you like that?
How much heavier are they than regular blankets?
Much heavier. They give you a crushing feeling, like as if you're being crushed by a human.
I don't know if that's...
They're only £240. Should I get you one? You want one? Slippers and an electric kettle. Oh, that's good. Does that kettle not have a lead? That would be really good for me. And a brown sugar candle. So this is in Elle magazine, Sad Girl Fall Explained. So there we go. That's the sad stories.
Okay, you got anything to promote or anything, Sean? You got anything to
week?
No, nothing. Harriet?
Yeah, I'm on tour. Anybody want to come see me after that? I'm on tour around the country. Tickets at harrietkemsley.com. Next up, York, Aldershot, Aberdeen, Leeds. No one is looking at me again. This is what has happened.
Sorry,
this
I'm
is exactly what happened
for
before.
I'm just getting ready for the end of it.
Exeter.
Address it to the camera.
Dorchester.
Don't say them all, please. Dates available on your website.
Dates available on website.
I'll be doing the Objectively Funny Festival at the Albany in London.
Great.
On the 28th of September.
Great.
And then Aberystwyth. I think that's on the 5th of October.
Are you doing a musical there?
I don't know.
I feel I was a bit hysterical during this episode. I got a bit nervous with the camera.
Well, it's all right. I've got a bit of a sugar crash now. I was doing well earlier.
Sean, you have a podcast. You don't want to get.
I've got a new podcast
after.
Coming out soon.
Oh,
actually.
Fuck off with your podcast. No one cares.
What's your new podcast?
No, don't ask him about it. It's a cheating on this podcast.
I'll tell you when I finish.
No,
why?
Yes, don't go on his other podcast.
I think he's such a good presence on this. I would like to hear more of him in a different scenario.
Without me, you'd like to listen to him when I'm not there.
Yeah, but I'd listen to you if you had another podcast as well.
Well, maybe you should get one.
Yeah, maybe do another. Maybe this is the last one we ever do.
What's your other podcast?
It's one with. I mean,
don't promote it. Don't tell anyone. Yeah, I'll tell you don't tell anyone. If you want to find it, look for it.
Yeah.
How many have you recorded?
Just a pilot, and then a few more to do.
Stop asking about.
Put some cash behind it.
Yeah, a bit of money.
Anyway, not going to tell you about Sean's podcast.
What's your flag situation?
It's all being done for us.
Great. We've already got a flag. Hmm? We've 2.5 years.
No, there's no flag. It's not being filmed.
Yeah, good.
I've got a podcast called Sean and Elliot Read the Bible with this guy here.
Elliot has to wear sunglasses because he's a cool dude.
Elliot will give him pink eye. But
not pink eye, it's ocular herpes.
Ocular herpes, which is not the same as regular herpes.
What an absolute round table of people you've got.
If you've watched this and you've thought, that was clearly very well put together, why don't you come and watch his podcast with me live 3rd of November?
Ooh.
Oh, we're opening for it, aren't we?
Under Bill Murray.
Yeah, we're opening for
it. Oh, no, you've been pulled. His new podcast is opening for us.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.